Bob is on the lines in Hawthorne. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to yourselves.
Off you go.
Okay, the problem is rainbows. I have been fortunate on a number of occasions to be fairly close to the end of a rainbow. And by that, I mean probably 300-400 meters away, where you can see the actual end of the rainbow striking the ground and see the colours. And if you look through it at objects behind, you can see clearly the coloured lights are your side. This might relate to the angle of the sun forming a triangle with the object that's causing the prism effect, where the actual hitting of the ground point, because the actual rainbow seems to be close to half a circle. But the problem remains, why only one rainbow? And why does it appear to end there? Because you look at trees slightly higher up, you don't get the rainbow effect. Is it going beyond, or is it still in front of that tree? But it doesn't appear to be so.
Okay, the way you see a rainbow is every raindrop, when sunlight shines onto it, it actually produces a cone of rainbow. And if you look at that, could project it, you'd see a cone projected from each individual raindrop. What that means is if you look at each raindrop from different angles, it looks different colours. So that if you're looking over to your right, low down, some of them will look red in one angle, a slightly different angle. You see them at a different angle, they look red, green or blue or different colours. And the same, because it's a cone, you get the same effect up above you and over to the left. So the whole rainbow ends up as this arch. How close it looks will essentially be to do with how dense those raindrops are. If you're in a kind of fairly light rain, then the amount of light reflected back to you per meter is quite small. So it will look like it's a long way away because there'll be hardly any coloured light coming to you from the nearest 100 metres, and you'll have to add up several hundred metres, maybe a kilometre, to produce enough for you to see the colour, so it will actually look a long way away. If you're in an incredibly heavy rainstorm, which is probably what you saw it, then there might be so much light being reflected off the rain, which is really close to you, that actually most of that light is coming from 100 metres away. So it's actually in front of the building which you were seeing, or the tree which you were seeing behind it.
Dave, thank you very much, and I hope that answers your question, Bob.